This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Liverwort, spleenwort, brainwort,
kidneywort.
I was getting to that.
Just trying to help.
Kidneywort and left pinky fingerwort.
Good. Name three natural anesthetics.
Nodding rose, napping violet, and blunt trauma.
Why do I bother?
Fine, snoozeweed.
Thank you. I suppose this apprenticeship might not be a complete waste.
You know what would really be worthwhile, though? Is if you taught me some magic.
Alba, speaking of herbs, what's happened to the garden?
What? Oh! Who the hell is that? Oh, gods, they're tearing out everything! Hey, get out of my garden! Hey, stop that this minute!
Oh, gods, it's her!
Just what do you think you're doing?
Nothing.
Nothing, ma'am.
Excuse me, madam. Is there a problem here?
Bailiff Henry, what are your men doing destroying my herb garden?
Well, merely enforcing the law, madam.
I beg your pardon?
A royal decree on the aesthetic character of the royal lands, County Granville...
Give me that! All buildings within sight of the palace to be painted in selected shades of pink.
It's, subsection 8.
Garden at the House of Healing to be torn out and replanted according to palace standards?
Yep, there you are.
I don't believe this.
All right, you men. Stop gobbling and get back to it.
Sir?
What? What's gotten into you two? You think she's gonna curse you or something?
I heard she was the one made Mickey Hutter's ears fall off.
She made the birds peck old Mrs. Angley to death.
Ah, she never did that.
Oh, didn't I?
She's the queen's sister. She'll have us killed.
Finish the job or it's 2 days' pay, Doc, for both of you.
With respect, sir, we wish to resign.
I cannot work today on account of I have a terrible cold.
We have orders!
Bailiff. I would be quite happy if your men were to cease work right now. And if they were, perhaps to help salvage what they've torn up, I would be even happier. Otherwise, well, I won't be responsible for their safety.
Sir?
I think perhaps we could come to some arrangement.
By appointment to the King and Queen, Alba Salix, Royal Physician. Episode of the third, Into the Woeful Woods.
You're doing it wrong.
I am not doing it wrong.
You're supposed to put the nettles into the water after it starts boiling.
No one asked you, fairy.
You're gonna waste an entire bag of leaves.
Holly, I don't need tea-making lessons from a hopped-up pixie.
What did you call me?
A clumsy, mushroom-addled pixie.
Magnus, don't you ever call me a pixie.
I just did. Twice. Pixie. Oops. Ha-ha. Three times.
Don't associate my name with those people. My mama and my grandma fought their kind for years.
I thought you fairies believed in peace and hugs and whiskers on griffins.
Not when it comes to pixies. They eat cornflower husks. They bite their toenails.
You fought them? What was it, a cider drinking contest? Ow! Damn it.
Take it back.
Get away from me.
Take it back. Take it back.
Pixie. Mushroom fiend.
What in Hades is going
Take
on?
Take back what you said.
I bet you kiss bumblebees.
Yeah. Well, you're a mean, lazy, good for nothing, young human, youngster.
Holy Magnus. Well?
She started it.
I did not. He insulted my people.
Just telling it like it is.
Children!
Sorry.
I'm not a... Sorry.
First the bailiff and his lackeys take out my garden, and now you two have wrecked half the pantry. Oh, that was my last bottle of gossamer fern extract and the doleful goat weed.
I'm sorry, Alba. We'll replace them all.
Yes, you will.
If I have to travel to the ends of the earth.
There's an idea. And take Magnus with you.
I shall atone for my... Wait, Magnus? I'm not taking him.
Yes, you are. You are both going to go out and collect the ingredients on this list.
Can't we just go to an apothecary?
On my budget?
I see. The kingdom's healthcare system is founded on slave labor.
You noticed.
Gossamer fern, chucklebriar, golden bellweed. Alba, that only grows in the green grove of the deepest depths of the woeful woods.
Well, that should narrow down your search.
But those woods are full of badgers and bears.
I thought the animals were our friends. What? You scared of a widow fuzzy badger?
We have religious differences.
Did they side with the pixies?
Alba, I can't go to the woeful woods.
Magnus will go with you and defend you.
Defend me? Forget badgers. He's never even seen a tree.
Can I bring a sword and everything? Let me see the list.
Why do you care? You couldn't tell a mushroom from a mulberry bush.
I want to know what plants we're looking for.
You just stick to navigating, monkey boy.
Say, why don't you go fly up over the trees and see if we're still heading in the right direction? Oh, wait. You hurt your wing flying into the pantry door.
Okay. Let's be nice. Come on, we have to work together.
So I hear.
I'm a good fairy and I help people. I'm a good fairy and I help people. What does your map say?
We're getting close to the turning.
In 50 paces, turn left at Babbling Brook.
Really? I don't think I trust this GBH thing. Anything made by gnomes...
It's GPS.
Whatever.
It stands for Gnomish Place Seeker.
It's probably going to lead us into badger territory or bears. Hey, look! Fairy cake!
That's a cake?
It's a magic cake we fairies make to sustain us on long journeys.
What's it doing lying in the grass?
Some nice fairies must have left it here. I wonder if it was anyone I know.
Or some nice fairies got eaten by a giant spider and all that's left is their cake.
Want some?
I'll pass, thanks.
Well, we're missing out.
How is it magic?
One little piece like this is enough to keep you going all day. Well, that's how it's supposed to work. Mine never turns out. I mean, it tastes good, but actually, it kind of makes you a little bit hungrier.
In 100 paces, turn left at Babbling Brook.
Okay, maybe a lot hungrier, but it's so good.
Can you see the brook yet?
Reckoning.
No? Shouldn't we have heard it babbling by now?
Reckoning.
What a great word. Babble, babble.
Are we heading north?
Duh! Look at the moss on the trees.
I'm looking. What about it?
The moss grows on the north side, dummy.
Is that true, or are you just making up more weird fairy stuff? That's really north.
Absolutely. 100% due north.
Oh, come on. I just got this thing. It can't be broken already.
Oh my gosh! More fairy cake! This must be my lucky day.
How can you just eat random things you find on the ground?
Trust in the forest and it will provide.
What if it's poisoned? Or maybe it's a trap left by pixies. Maybe pixies stole the recipe.
Pixies can't cook.
In 30 paces, turn right at Great Granite Mountain.
Okay, looking for a mountain.
Oh, sure. You don't believe me about the moss, but you'll listen to that piece of paper?
It can't be wrong. It's got all the latest data.
Do you see any mountains?
They could be hidden by the trees.
Warning. This map has been stolen.
You stole the map?
What? Holly, I am hurt that you would think such a thing.
This map has been stolen.
Besides, they wanted 170 crowns for it. For a piece of junk.
I bet you didn't pay for that dagger either.
Don't you talk that way about Bloodletter.
Ew.
This map has been stolen and will now self-destruct.
Ow! Well, that's just great.
Ha! It serves you right... Holy calendula! More fairy cake!
No map, no compass, and you can't even fly.
First of all, we don't need a compass. Hello? Moss? And second of all... Gosh, This is awesome cake!
I bet you're faking. I bet you can fly just fine.
If I could fly, believe me, I wouldn't be here talking to you.
Well, that's a darn shame for both of us then. Any other brilliant ideas? Can your special fairy senses detect Jimson weed or whatever?
Watch it, Buster. And second of all, I do know the way back.
Oh, how?
I've been leaving a trail of markers behind us. That way we can just retrace our steps.
Really? That's kind of smart, actually. What are you leaving for markers?
That is the amazingly brilliant part. I've been leaving pieces of fairy cake. That way, one, I can travel lighter as we go, and two, we have something to eat on the way back. Oh.
Great.
Oh gosh. The cake we found.
Uh-huh.
All this time, we must have been...
Keep going. That was almost a thought there.
Magnus, I think I ate all the cake.
And?
And now I'm hungrier than I was before.
Shocking.
This is all your fault! This is all your fault! Distracting me with your useless map!
Oh, it's my fault you ate all our trail markers.
Yeah? Well, I hope you get lost.
We're already lost!
I hope you fall in a hole and die! And then get eaten alive by bears!
Why don't you have some more cake, Pixie?
Have fun getting out of here without a map!
There you are, Dr. Crankle.
Good day, Your Majesty. I'm looking for the Master of Rebels.
You're out of luck.
Majesty?
Parabel had him fired, so everyone's coming to me for approvals.
I had thought this was to be a surprise birthday party for Her Majesty.
It is a surprise party, but she had strong opinions about the plans.
Ah, well then. Your Majesty will be glad to know the fireworks are all prepared.
Excellent. The orchestra will be out in the jetty.
Perfectly suitable. But with respect, Majesty, I had hoped for a more refined musical accompaniment.
I know, but Bogomerian Rhapsody is one of Parabel's favorites.
Of course, Majesty.
Have you found a way to make the banquet appear out of thin air?
There are several possible approaches, but most efficacious would be to...
Gunther!
Alba, if you don't mind... The Sorcerer General and I are discussing some important business.
Miss Salix, good day.
More important than the health of your citizens?
Why? What's the problem?
The bailiff's men destroyed my garden this morning. They uprooted my nervous nettles and chopped down the only surviving squid apple tree this side of the River Twist.
No, dear.
So surely the order came from the bailiff's office.
This is Your Majesty's signature right here on the work order.
Oh, look, I don't have time to read every word in every document I sign.
How reassuring.
Elba, can this please wait until after the party?
Yes, surely you can use herbs from your existing stores.
I have no existing stores.
How reassuring.
They were destroyed by that idiot boy, the one Your Majesty ordered to do his community service for me.
Well, this is all very unfortunate, but what do you want me to do about it?
Your Majesty, perhaps the office of the Sorcerer General can be of assistance here.
You?
Miss Salix, I know we haven't always seen eye to eye, but as a gesture of goodwill, I'd like to offer you access to our stockpiles.
How very kind of you.
You're most welcome, Miss Salix. We at the OSG like to be prepared for emergency situations, droughts, shortages...
Acts of vandalism.
And the like. Just get in touch with my secretary, and she'll ensure you have everything you need.
There you go. Problem solved.
Yes, very convenient. Perhaps a little too convenient?
I'm sorry?
You had my garden torn out, didn't you, Dr. Crankle? Slipped a little old work order in front of the king in the midst of all the other party paperwork?
What possible reason could I have?
And how do I know these herbs of yours are safe?
Oh, I really must protest.
Dr. Crankle has been Sorcerer General for 12 years now and a trusted advisor to both my father and myself.
What about those magical listening devices in the council chambers?
Planted by Maorian government agents.
The suggestibility potion in the palace drinking water.
A chance combination of two harmless cooking ingredients.
The accident aboard HMS Buttercup.
Was an accident, as you say. Your Majesty, if I may, I must see to the arrival of the pigeon aerobatic team.
Thank you, Dr. Crankle. Alba, Why can't you two get along?
I've told you, he's been plotting against you for years. And as the only person who seems able to see that, I'm the biggest obstacle to his plans. Which is why he's trying to show me up by having my garden destroyed.
No. Oh, that wasn't Crankle. I remember now. It was Parabelle.
What?
It was on her giant list of pre-birthday improvements.
Parabelle wrote this decree?
Did someone call my name?
You!
Alba, which dress should I wear to the party?
You had my garden torn out?
I'll be just over here.
I know the blue one is more proper, but I still like the red one.
Whichever one you like is probably fine, Your Majesty.
Oh, come on, just pick one of them.
Fine. The blue one. It's more regal, not as showy.
See, that wasn't so hard. The red one, please, Millie.
Parabelle, my garden.
Your what? Oh, you mean that underbrush in front of your building?
It's the herb garden for the House of Healing. Was the herb garden.
Oh, well, it's not like it was a very nice one.
It's not supposed to be nice. It's supposed to provide vital medicinal ingredients.
You could grow them in little rows at least, or arrange them by color.
I give up.
Oh, I know. You should trim all your plants into cute animal shapes.
Happy birthday, Your Majesty.
That went well.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hey, there we go, Holly. There's a sign up ahead. Holly? Whatever. Welcome to Badgerton. Population 38 badgers, 3 bears.
Why, hello there!
Ah!
Now, I mean you no harm, good sir.
You shouldn't sneak up on a guy.
You look like a young man on a quest.
Who wants to know?
I am but a simple apothecary.
You don't say. And what are you apothecarying?
Why, magic herbs, tree products, mosses, lichens, fungi, maple syrup, and souvenir gifts. Badger's the name, Badger's the species. Proprietor, Badgerton, all natural dispensary.
Really? Now that's handy.
Step right this way.
Nice hut.
Oh, thank you kindly. I take it by your garb that you are a monk of the Dragon Mountain Order.
Darn straight. Brother Magnus to you.
Warriors and healers by trade, unless I am much mistaken. Seeking rare medicines, perhaps?
You got it, Badgerino.
Excellent. What can I get you?
Let's see now, buttery goldenrod?
Oh, we carry 3 varieties, all available fresh, dried, powdered, or extract.
Sweet. How about bladderwort?
Dried only, but it's top quality.
This is gonna be easier than I thought.
I hate walking. I hate it. And it's getting darker. Oh, gods. Please don't let me meet any badgers.
Why, hello, little fairy.
Where did you come from?
Oh, I live here. You look tired. Won't you step into my parlor for dinner?
No offense, Mr. Spider, but your parlor looks kind of web-like.
No, dear. That's just decoration. It's the latest fashion in parlors, you see. Come in.
Mama taught me not to talk to strange 8-foot spiders.
Please. It's almost time for dinner.
Get away!
no one ever wants to stay for dinner.
Ow! Oh, my head! Oh, goddess, I am never gonna eat cake ever again. Anybody home? Hello? I'm sorry about your window. Holy moly. Something smells so good. Oh my gosh! Porridge! Yes! Oh, porridge! I love you so much! Ow! Ow! Oh! Hut!
And 3 pounds of soldier wood bark.
Strips or powder?
It's all good.
I'd recommend the strips, then. You have to grind it yourself, but it'll keep far longer. And your total comes to, let's see, 379 crowns, 5 ducats, and sixpence.
Well, you see, I don't have that kind of cash, I'm afraid.
We also take Magister Card and Farlorian Express.
Sorry, Mr. Badger. This is how you say a stick-up.
You could always start a tab!
No, no. This is how a stick-up works, you see. You hand over the sack of herbs and all the cash in the till, or else I stick this dagger up your pointy nose. Come on, I haven't got all day.
Here.
And the cash, please. Chop, chop.
You bring shame to your order!
Thank you, good sir. I'll be sure to tell my friends about your fine establishment. You wouldn't happen to have a map of the area, would you?
So did you have fun?
That was the best puppet show ever, Mama. I want to go again tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow's a different show for grown-up bears.
Does it have duels and guys stabbing people and things?
Yes.
Nope. You're too young to see it.
Aw.
Wait, something's wrong.
Someone's broken my chair.
Someone's broken my table.
Someone's broken my front window.
Someone's eaten my porridge.
Someone's eaten my porridge.
Someone's eaten the whole pot.
What's that?
There's somebody in my room.
Junior, fetch me that frying pan.
Here, Ma.
Papa, get your pitchfork. We've got ourselves an intruder.
Who's number one? That's right. Magnus number one, Mother Goose is.
Brother Magnus, you are charged with theft. Stand in the name of the law.
I scorn your local badger laws. I scoff. Ha ha. Whoa, Nelly. I vanish into the night.
Stand, robber. Show your hands.
Lost him.
Magnus, over here.
Holly?
Shh, they'll hear us.
Holly, why are you locked in a wooden cage marked thief?
Because bears don't know how to spell the word thief.
Huh. Well, at least they spelled the word lunch right.
What? Is that what that one says?
Bears, huh? Well, I hope they kill you humanely before they eat you.
What? Magnus, get me out of here.
You dare ask me to pervert the legal system?
Come on. You know how to melt wood.
No time, I'm afraid. I've got to deliver my cargo of magic woo-woo herbs to the boss.
You found the herbs?
Every last one on the list. Look, musk roses, eglantine, and a pound of smug bastard root.
You cheated. You went to a store.
I never.
You totally did. I bet you stole it all, too.
Mr. Badger let me have it for free. I guess he just liked my face.
Brother Magnus! Damn, then show yourself.
That's the boy. Get him!
I guess that's my cue. So long, bear bait. Oh, ah!
Hands on your head, Rank. Into the cage with you.
No way, fur face.
Hold on to him. Keep him still.
Hands off, you pervert.
Get into the cage.
Hey, hey, what are you doing? What's with the leaves?
That's right. Lock him up. We'll decide what to do with him in the morning.
Get back here! I demand to speak to my lawyer!
Keep your voice down. You'll wake the bears. They might decide they want a midnight snack.
This is just great. Locked in irons and stuck in a cage with a lame fairy, waiting to be eaten by semi-literate bears. And that badger put something down my pants.
I saw. It's poison ivy.
That would explain the mild but growing itching sensation.
Leaves of three, let them be.
I'll be sure to remember that next time I'm being arrested. Ah, it's getting worse. This is a travesty of justice.
Well, you did steal all those herbs.
Oh, don't you get all high and mighty with me, thief.
That was a misunderstanding.
Aha.
And besides which, I was starving.
I wonder why.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
Fine. God, it itches.
We really should get out of here.
You think?
Do your wood melting thing.
My what?
You said you learned how back at the monastery.
I was trying to heat up food and kind of melted the table.
I see. Got any special martial arts moves for breaking out of cages?
Yeah, but they involve not having my legs in shackles.
Oh, great.
How about you? Any bright ideas?
Well, I think the lashing on this side is coming apart. I tried budging it earlier, but I couldn't do it by myself. But if we both rock the cage back and forth...
Hey, yeah. Okay, on three. One, two, three. No, no. We need to be in sync.
You're going to and fro. You should be going fro and to.
Whatever. One, two, three. Now we're both going the wrong way.
I'm just doing what you were doing.
Well, stop it.
One, two, three.
There we go.
Shh.
I think it's working. It's starting to give a little. Almost there.
What's going on out there?
Uh-oh. There's a light. I think someone heard us.
It's a bear. It's three bears.
We're gonna be a midnight snack.
Go faster.
We did it!
The door's off. Quick, quick, make a run for it.
They're getting away! Stop them!
So long, suckers! Holly! Holly, I can't run in these leg irons!
Well, I can't carry you.
Please! Please, Holly, they're gonna eat me!
Say you're sorry.
What?
Say you're sorry for stealing those herbs!
Sorry to who? Badger's not here.
To the universe!
Holly!
Say it.
I am sorry, oh universe. I am so sorry I stole a bunch of herbs from a nice badger who was only trying to make a living.
That's better.
Stop that fairy!
Courage, stealer!
Holly!
Hold on to my waist. Oh, Mercury, help me! Ow!
Morning, Alba!
What?
It's good to see you.
Yes. Isn't it a lovely day?
I suppose this is bad news.
No, no. We got your herbs and everything. Look.
What's this supposed to be? Goldenrod?
Uh-huh. It's a special variety they grow in the swamp.
And this?
That's ginseng.
This is a yam.
It's orange ginseng.
Sometimes known as false yam.
Every herb a modern house of healing needs.
And not, say, a bag of 10 random plants you stumbled on in the dark? Magnus? Holly?
I'm sorry, Alba. Oh,
never send a pair of dimwit assistants to do a witch's job.
I'll make it up to you. I'll be your herbalist forever.
Please don't say that.
We need to make amends. What can we do?
Well, there's a stack of bedpans and chamber pots behind you that need cleaning out, and then you can start rebuilding the pantry.
Yes, Alba.
Great.
Consider yourself lucky. I'm off to Her Majesty's surprise birthday party.
I hate my life.
Are you gonna eat that yam?
In Into the Woeful Woods, episode 3 of Alba Salix Royal Physician, you heard Barbara Clifford as Alba Salix, Julian Sark as Magnus, and Olivia John as Holly. With Carter Siddle as Hellbard Crankle and Douglas, George Burtwell as King Gunther and Papa Bear, Marisa King as Queen Parabel and Mama Bear, Robert Francis as Bailiff Henry and Badger, Abbas Hussein as Jan and Badger Guard, Jasmine Cheng as Baby Bear, and Clive E. Milne as the Spider and the Map. Written and directed by Eli McElveen. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen, produced by Sean Howard. Associate producers Carter Siddle, Eric Portomos, Mark Fenwick, Josh Claver, and Dave Addison. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get weekly bonus content, early access to episodes, and an invite to our magical fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at albasalix.com.
Okay, yeah, I'm just gonna enunciate better.
Stand, rubber.
Can you hear the actual consonants in what I'm saying? I feel like I'm spitting all over this mic.
Yeah. It's like I'm just wiping it off the pad here.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
What's this all about?
What about nightmares? We need to leave.
What are you doing?
They can't tear out your soul anymore, Stuart.
Ominous Thrill, a new audio fiction anthology.
I've done horrible things.
Tell them what you did.
I didn't do anything.
To me.
No!
Character-driven tales of obsession.
I'm no psycho.
Banging on my door and streaming it on the internet.
Revenge.
Don't mind if I sit here and watch the lights go out, do you?
The unexplained.
Don't leave me out here.
We can't help her.
I have a daughter.
We're leaving. No.
I need the light. You want me to fall down the stairs?
No. I want to push you.
I love you so fucking much.
Ominous Thrill. Available now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere.
Flesh splits open.
Oh, yes.
Thrill you later.